Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with us, and the extremely local news headline this morning is what's happening at that Logan Square traffic circle. Morning, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Happy Friday. Right, yeah. This is in Logan Square on Milwaukee Avenue. There's for years there's been a push to get the old Mega Mall redeveloped, and that's actually happened a couple years ago, and they've been building it. It's a giant place called the Logan Apartments. But the new debate now is there are some city-owned lands that have been underused for years on either side of this giant apartment complex. And there are some plans that are rolling along. Today, our reporter up there, Mina Bloom, has some details about two different parks that would be on either side of it. One would be a pretty large one with a fountain or some kind of water feature. But the one that really caught our eye, and this is in the 2500 block of North Milwaukee, is they want to make a park that would be a landing spot for food trucks and for empanada vendors and Paletta's, selling the ice cream, and really just a place for all these guys to be able to have a home base. They could go there and just have a whole park full of food trucks and food vendors, and it sounds like a kind of a great place to hang out.
That would be on Milwaukee Avenue, Seamus?
Yeah, it would be on Milwaukee. I think the exact address would be 2550 North Milwaukee would be the one of these parks. Yes.
All right. Sounds like a good plan. Keep us posted on that. And I know you have an update now on that Vienna Beef hot dog contest. What's going on with that?
Right. Yeah, this may be a little bit early in the morning to be talking about this, but Vienna Beef has been doing this 2-month contest for all their fans to check in at as many hot dog stands around Chicago, Illinois, and parts of Wisconsin and Indiana that sell their hot dogs. The winner will get some big prizes. Like once a month, they'll get some exclusive events, tickets to hard to get to places. But it's really bragging rights that you could be the hot dog king or queen. And okay, so here's the check-in. There are 367 stands in all, and there is one woman, believe it or not, Stephanie Esposito. She's a Park District employee from Midway. She's been to 278 hot dog stands in 4 weeks. You don't have to eat a hot dog at each one, but you got to get something. So, and she's been getting a lot of hot dogs. So did the math. That's 69.5 hot dog stands per week, every week for the last month or so. God help us.
All right. Let us know if we get updates on her blood work. Okay.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, we could post that. Yes, the next closest person is 81 hot dog stands behind. So, I'm pretty sure Stephanie Esposito could probably knock off all 367 of these pretty soon. And she's got, she says she's got a spreadsheet. It's color-coded, of course. And she's got a plan, including, she drove 12 hours to get to one of them. So good luck to her and everyone else that will lose to her.
Very impressive. Well, before you know it, it'll be that time of year. And this is good news. The Chris Kindle Market is going to be back, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, we like to, keep an eye on some of these holiday classics. We lost so many of them last year. But the city did say that the Chris Kindle Market will be back this year. Fingers crossed that this plan stays in place. But this is the German market that sits just right beneath the Picasso and Daley Plaza. This year it will be there'll be a second one next to Wrigley Field in the park next to Wrigley Field. All kicks off November 19th and runs basically through the end of the year. And we'd never say a return back to normal, but a return back to something familiar. Mm-hmm. Out there where you can get pretzels and pork and just kind of hang out outside in the crisp air by then, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like that. We like hearing that. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thanks. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks, Bob. You too.